available by calling 612-332-4973.
Fresh air.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. We have a plethora of music today here on the Filipino American National News. Also, we have some news with some local spin and some news from the entertainment world as well, along with community announcements as well. But for right now, we are going to head over to the news desk. And this comes from the Pioneer Press. It seemed academic at the time. Rosemont Sr. Owen Rexing faced a 15-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole Wednesday at Bunker Hill in Coon Rapids. He was in third place in the Class 3A state tournament at 3 under par. The birdie would keep him there with both leaders parked at 5 under. Rexing certainly wanted to make the putt, but admitted just felt like a bonus at the time. He did indeed drain it to finish 4 under 140 for the two-day event. Then co-leader Northfield senior Nate Stevens, who was playing in Rexing's group, missed his par putt on number 18 to slide back to 4 under. And the other co-leader, Edina's Jack Wetzel, who was a few holes back, played his final four holes in 1 over par to also finish at 4 under. Suddenly, Rexing was co-state champion. Rexing's putt ended up being huge, I guess he noted. The three shared the state title, which had different meanings for each of them. For Stevens, It's the second straight state crown after he won it alone last spring. Coming back this season, the Minnesota Mr. Golf winner noted there were higher expectations, both internal and external, on his shoulders this season. Golf, and frankly, any other sport, is easier to play without expectations. So Steven was proud of the way he was able to push those to the side and do my own thing on the course. But Wednesday's results seemed to leave him wanting more. Thinking 5-under would be the score to beat, Stevens called the 18th hole frustrating. Still, he is a two-time champ. It's a good feeling to be able to do it 2 years in a row. It doesn't really feel like I did it 2 years in a row because there's three guys at the top and not just one, Stevens said. But to be able to just compete again this year is pretty special for me. For Wetzel, it was a story of redemption. The Edina senior was in the same spot a year ago that he was in this week, tied with Stevens for the lead after day one. But last spring, he faded on day two and wasn't in contention at the end. He felt like he got in his own head on that day. Not this time. He placed his focus on the competition for the Edina team, which convincingly claimed the team championship ahead of a second place Spring Lake Park. He didn't know his individual positioning until he stood on the 18th hole tee box and finally asked Hornets coach Michael McCullough where he was. He said, "You're tied," Wetzel said. "I knew I needed a birdie." He piped his drive down the middle of the fairway and delivered a beautiful approach to about 10 feet in front of the hole. He put a good stroke on the putt, leaving the left to right breaker chest high. "I gave a putt a good chance, played the hole well. It just ran by," said Wetzel. Despite the results, it was a strong finish to another strong round. "I just put in mind over matter and tried to just play it the same after day one and came through," he said. "It was fun." For Rexing, who entered the day one shot back of the leaders, the result was proof of himself that the caliber of golf he can be. He finished tied for 31st at last year's state tournament. He since has gotten to hit more out of a cut, which is he finds more reliable than his draw. Other than that, he hasn't made any significant physical changes. "I don't really know, just more consistency, practicing," Rexing said. "I just made a couple more putts and didn't make big mistakes." Even when he didn't expect to contend at the level this week. "I was like, top 10 would be cool," he said, "coming into today. And I was still like, top 5 would be cool. And then I just kept hitting good shots and it just turned out well." The same is true for all three involved, though there is still something about a three-way tie at the top of the left, the ending somewhat unsatisfactory. Stevens said he would rather finish second than in a tie for first. What he likely meant was that he would have loved a chance to duke it out with the other two in a playoff. "They all would have appreciated such an opportunity more than anything," Stevens said. "Easily," Wetzel said. "I would be up for it. Those are great guys. I'd be down to play with them anytime." "I think that'd be fun," Rexing said. "It'd be fun for everyone. I think that would be cool." And congratulations to Owen Rexing, who on his mother's side is of Filipino descent. If you are familiar with the Rexing name here in the Filipino American community, Owen's mother, Tina Rexing, is the entrepreneur behind the very popular T-Rex cookies, which initially got its start at the Minneapolis Farmers Market. The T-Rex cookies have been known for the large size cookies that they are. T-Rex being named after the dinosaur and a play on her last name, Rexing. For those who are really into golf in the Filipino American community, they saw a showdown with Owen Rexing, who will be playing golf Division I next year at the University of St. Thomas. His team, that was along with himself and his brother, I believe his mother and father, took on a team of Franco Zerno, who was a frequent guest on our show. And he had teammate on his team, Christian Labrador, who is now playing Division I at Brown. And there was a showdown 2 years ago in heavy torrential rainfall at Victory Links in Blaine. At that particular FMA Golf Invitational, Christian's team was able to take the win. The ironic part about Christian as well is that his younger sister was able to participate in an event for young golfers at Drive, Chip, and Putt at Augusta, where the Masters takes place. So definitely golf is a big thing in the community. I know we often talk about the love of basketball here in the Filipino-American community, but golf is just as big for many men, women, and the youth. For those who are not familiar, Christian Labrador has played in the FMA Golf Invitational, I think, from the time he was 12, and many people were shocked back then why this young guy was participating. But when they won the golf tournament, that definitely opened the eyes to many of the old-time golfers here in the cities. And I think they've won a total of 3 FMA Golf Invitational Championships. So maybe in the future, we will see another showdown between Owen Rexing's team and Christian Labrador's team on the FMA Golf Invitational, which generally takes place around early fall. But for right now, we are going to play a song from an artist by the name of Mayonnaise featuring Nais. And the name of this song is called Malak Makalayo, which translates to far.
Sana minsan lang mangyari na ikaw ang masaktan. Kung ganun na lang palagi de sa akin ka na lang. Iniisip mo palagi na walang mapuntahan. Tumingin na lang sa langit at ako ang nandyan. At ngayon na ikaw at ako, hindi na tayo magkalayo. Dito ka sa aking mundo, ikaw lang iniisip ko.
once again, that was Mayonnaise featuring Nais with Magalayo, which translates to far. And to just refer back to our first article of the evening, Christian's sister who participated at the Masters Junior Drive Chip and Putt Final was his sister, Abigail Labrador, and this was in the category of 12 to 13 years old. And our next article comes from Sports Illustrated. Former Cal star Cameron Bynum to Philippines to aid in post-typhoon relief. The Viking safety will spend 3 weeks in the hometown of his late great-grandmother. Fresh off participating this week in the Minnesota Vikings minicamp, the former Cal star Cameron Bynum is turning his focus to others for the next 3 weeks. The 23-year-old safety, about to enter his second NFL season, will travel with his family members Friday to the Philippines to aid in the recovery efforts 2 months after Typhoon Maggie battered the island of Leyte. The Philippines are struck by an average of 20 tropical storms each year. Typhoon Maggie, which landed on April 10, was the season's first. The early death toll was reported as 214, while flooding and mudslides wiped out homes, leaving more than 300,000 people displaced, according to reliefweb.int. More than 11,000 homes were destroyed or damaged, and countless remain without shelter or electricity. Bynum, who is partnering with New Life Community Care Foundation, talks in the video about their plans to raise money in order to provide food, water, and basically everything that the typhoon took from them, he said. There's been a lot of destruction. We're just going to help them in any way we can. Bynum said he was drawn to the cause specifically because his mother is half Filipino. She will join him on the trip along with his sister and two aunts and two of his mom's brothers. Bynum and his group will focus on the Baybay City, a community more than 100,000 that happens to be in the hometown of his late great-grandmother. Bynum has never visited the Philippines, but will get to meet his mom's great-aunts and uncles who reside there. That's going to be super, he said. Compared to the joy he anticipates meeting relatives for the first time, Bynum expects seeing what has happened to the island to be a sobering experience. He has seen the videos and photos of the destruction, but that will be different. It's going to be eye-opening, he said. Pictures probably won't do it any justice, so I know it's going to be a humbling experience once I get out there and see it for myself. Besides handling out food and water and even cooking for the 600 families in Baybay that still are living in shelters or in homes of others, Bynum said part of the mission is to provide hope and moral support. They will be doing psychological first aid, he explained, talking with people, praying with people, and emphasizing that everybody, because as much as getting them back resources mentally, it's tough. Just let people be heard. A 4-year starter for Cal through the 2020 season, Bynum played 14 games and started 3 times last fall for the Vikings. He had 28 tackles and an interception as a rookie, but Minnesota begins the season under new coach Kevin O'Connell. In the video below, Bynum talks about his 2021 rookie season with the Minnesota Vikings and his experiences this week at training camp. And hopefully in the future, we will have Cameron Bynum on the Filipino American National News. We were supposed to have him on last year, but unfortunately, things didn't work out. But I don't anticipate him not being on the show this year to talk about his experiences in the NFL so far and his mission trip to the Philippines. But right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from an artist by the name of H-Bomb, and the name of this song is Lahi.
Thank you. on the beat.
Magsama-sama, mas lalong kayang-kaya. Naiangat ang dala natin na bandera. Magtulungan ang dapat natin nagawin. Pagmamahal saan ka man makarating. Mas kayang-kaya kapag nagsama-sama. Ang Pilipino ay andapong makibaka. Kahit ano mangungo sa amin dumating, lahi namin ay nakatayo pa rin. Kung ako ang tatanungin sa kulay di nakatingin, at alam mo rin ang nais ko at gusto na iparating. Lahi inukit ng mga ninuno sa puno na itinanin. Dugong nananalayta ay sa akin na dugong Pilipino pa rin kahit saan man na makarating. Pakitingin to sa mga pila, lahi Pinoy ang lagi nagunguna. Kapag bumuhat baka magulat kapag Pinoy na umeksena. Sa kada pakita mo lang kabutihan, merong balik sa bawat balitan. Yan ang Pinoy na madalas mo na dito makikita. Kahit anong panguri ng tao ang iyo pang kinabibilangan, basta Pinoy lahat gagawin kahit na nahihirapan. Sa bawat patak ng pawis ay pag-asa ang lagi kailangan. Basta Pinoy kayang ibandera ang lahi kapag ito na ang usapan. Alam mo pa, sinabing Pinoy ay malawak ang ating dugo. Kaya nga nurin ang utak ng mapanglamang kapag ito'y napuno. Nasa loob ang kulo, pero napakaginoo. Kaya lumaban ang patas sa patas ay alam ko yan. Bakit eh? Kasi Pinoy din ako. Masama-sama, mas lalong kayang-kaya. Naiangat ang dala natin na bandera. Magtulungan ang dapat natin nagawin. Pagmamahal saan ka man makarating. Mas kayang-kaya kapag nagsama-sama. Ang Pilipino ay andapong makibaka. Kahit ano mangungo sa amin dumating, lahi namin ay nakatayo pa rin. Lahing nakapahid at dumadaloy sa aking mga dugo. Kulay na puti yung nakikita pero kayo mang ginabuo. Pusong makabayan, ninalayan ko parang nga makita mo. Paanino ko, paano to ngayon sa akin bungo. Tumangan na buo. Di na para pakita na ako'y Pilipino rin. Para aking lahi dito, di ko lingon din. Sinagisag na ang ating watawat kaya dapat ko lang nadalin. Pagiging Pilipino ko kahit saan makarating. Tinabi kong tapang ngayon, merong pinagraanan. Sa kabila ng mga pagsubok ay kayang-kaya na lumaban. Di pa naog magsubukan ng panahon ay merong natutunan. Kaya kung hanapin ng sarili ko, iligaw man to ng kapalaran na. Alam mo ba, sinabing Pinoy ay malawak ang ating dugo. Kaya nga nurin ang utak ng mapanglamang kapag ito'y napuno. Nasa loob ang kulo, pero napakaginoo. Kayang lumaban ang patas sa patas ay alam ko yan. Bakit eh? Kasi Pinoy din ako. Magsama-sama, mas lalong kayang-kaya. Naiangat ang dala natin na bandera. Magtulungan ang dapat natin nagawin. Pagmamahal saan ka man makarating. Mas kayang-kaya kapag nagsama-sama. Ang Pilipino ay andapong makibaka. Kahit ano mangungo sa amin dumating, lahi namin ay nakatayo pa rin. Magsama-sama, mas lalong kayang-kaya. Naiangat ang dala natin na bandera. Magtulungan ang dapat natin nagawin. Pagmamahal saan ka man makarating. Mas kayang-kaya kapag nagsama-sama. Ang Pilipino ay andapong makibaka. Kahit ano mangungo sa amin dumating, lahi namin ay nakatayo pa rin.
And once again, that was H-Bum with his track Lahi, which translates to race. And we do have some few moments for some community announcements. Last week, the WWE was in town for Friday Night SmackDown. We tried to set up an interview with SmackDown superstar Shotzi, but unfortunately, the media relations department was not in town during this recent visit, but they were able to let us attend the event. So hopefully in the future, we'll able to set up an interview with Shotzi. And for those that don't know, there are actually three current Filipinos that are on the WWE roster, that being Shotzi on the SmackDown roster, Joaquin Wilde and Caden Carter on the NXT rosters. Last week, we were previewing the J.R. DeGuzman performance as part of the Minneapolis Comedy Festival that was supposed to take place on June the 14th, last Tuesday. Unfortunately, J.R. had been around a few people who had some COVID-like symptoms, and he postponed that show along with a show that he had in Indiana this past week. And he's actually rescheduling it to what now looks like to be one of the busiest weekends coming up in July here in the Twin Cities. J.R. DeGuzman's rescheduled show will take place at the Assembly at the Women's Club on Friday, July the 15th. For more information in regards to that performance, go to the website of MinneapolisComedyFestival.com. Also taking place on Friday, July the 15th through the 16th is the 16th annual Phil Minnesotan Basketball Invitational. More information in regards to that and will be coming to the show. And on the 17th of July, the annual Philippine Day celebration will be taking place. This time it's outside at the Ojibwe Park in Woodbury from 12 to 4 p.m. Just a reminder, you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and around the world at KFAI.org. And right now we're going to end the show with a song from an artist named Mia Mahal, and the name of this particular track is called Old School Love. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Call me on the phone.